Six employees of the sheriff's office in Hampton, Virginia, alleged that they were fired after liking the Facebook page of their boss's political opponent. They filed a wrongful termination suit based on their right to free speech. Not so, ruled the judge, stating that merely liking a Facebook page is insufficient speech to merit constitutional protection. Ken Paulson is president and CEO of the First Amendment Center, former editor-in-chief at USA Today, and in a recent op-ed, he argued that Judge Jackson's decision was misguided and won't likely withstand judicial review. Ken, great to have you on Word of Mouth.
Good to be with you.
Fill in the details, please, on this wrongful termination suit. Who's involved and what happened?
Well, in this case, five former employees of the Hampton, Virginia Sheriff's Office brought a lawsuit saying that they had been fired by the sheriff, a guy named B.J. Roberts, for supporting his political opponent. And part of that support included liking the Facebook page. And in a very early stage of this lawsuit, the judge had to determine whether liking constituted speech that's protected under the First Amendment. And he concluded that it did not. And that's kind of a stunner. I think it's a decision that we'll all look back one day and look at as quaint. it cannot stand, because clearly when you, in today's social media world, liking someone on Facebook is an expression and needs to be protected.
So the legal threshold here, just to understand, is whether clicking the like button constitutes free expression. So what would happen if the employees had just typed a post that said, "I like Jim Adams and I will vote for him"?
Absolutely protected by the First Amendment. No question about it. Courts have repeatedly found that.
So how can that be? I mean, from what I understand in your op-ed, mimes are protected by free speech.
That's right. Very often, we forget that expression of all sorts is protected under the First Amendment. You know, a painting is protected by the First Amendment, and no one's saying anything. A mime's performance, a dancer's performance, any number of things. If young people wear black armbands to school, as they did to protest the war in Vietnam in the 60s, the Supreme Court has found that to be free speech. So that's what's so odd about this decision, but it's consistent with a pattern in America's courtrooms where technology comes along and it takes them a while to catch up.
So what was Judge Raymond Jackson's argument?
Well, the argument was that he couldn't tell what was being said by the clicking of a single thumbs up. And because it was simply a click, it didn't. He was basically saying, "I don't know what that means." But I think most people who use Facebook understand exactly what that means. It may not be precise, but it's certainly an expression of opinion. You don't like something that you disapprove of.
How is the legal community, Constitution watchers, and social media hounds reacting to the decision?
Well, I would say bemusement might be it. I don't think anybody views this as a real precedent setter. It will be, obviously, it's a federal court. It's a significant deal. But it's the first time anybody's actually reached a decision about a symbolic act on the web. And I think most people who are sort of First Amendment advocates or scholars think the judge made a mistake here, but think the damage can be undone the next time this comes along.
So no plans to appeal the actual ruling, just thinking that it will get undone by precedent?
Well, there are several components to this lawsuit, and the liking decision was just one subset, so it's unlikely to be appealed.
Several other recent rulings fall into the category of free speech in new media. A teacher in Cohasset, Massachusetts recently got canned after referring to residents in her town as arrogant and snobby. Has she got a case?
Well, it depends on each case whether, is the teacher on a public payroll, because the First Amendment only applies to speech that's infringed upon by the government. So if you said the same thing and you're employed by a private school, you've got no latitude. Another key question is whether that speech affects your ability to do the job or affects the school in a negative way, maybe is disruptive. So it's never a black and white decision, especially involving education. I mean, one of the unsettling trends across the country right now is that young people, you know, who are citizens, we forget that, they are citizens, express their opinion about their teachers or about their principal or about the quality of education they get on a Facebook page, then they get punished at school. That's problematic.
Any sense of whether judiciary is making moves to undergo new media training, you know, trying to better understand the universe of people that they're ruling on?
Yes, in fact, the First Amendment Center, the operation we run here, has a program called Justice and Journalism. And one of the things we do as a nonpartisan educational organization is to provide training to judges, exposure to judges of social media, so they understand that what's going on in their courtroom today is going to be dramatically different from 10 years ago. And now we're seeing a trend of cases in which judges are deciding you can't bring your smartphone into a courtroom, or you can't tweet during a case. Now, you know, that was not something I had to deal with in the O.J. Simpson case.
Well, Ken Paulson, liked talking to you. Thanks so much.
I enjoyed it very much. Thank you.
Ken Paulson, President and CEO of the First Amendment Center. He's a former editor-in-chief at USA Today. He wrote an op-ed that asked the question, is liking on Facebook a right? It's gone hyper-viral all over the place. And you can find a link to read that or more on the case. Leave a comment about this segment at wordofmouthradio.org. You can also find us on Twitter or like the Word of Mouth Facebook page.